This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
All sorts of interesting halachas that come, that become relevant on a Tisha B'Av Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos, when you practice Tisha B'Av Shenidche, Tisha B'Av after Shabbos on Sunday. So the first halacha that I want to just mention is the minig is that one puts on their shoes after they either say Baruch HaMavdil or Baruch Hu. Classically, the minhag was to do it after Baruch Hu. If a person is davening a place where they push off davening a little bit, so then you say Baruch HaMavdil, and then you change your shoes. It's interesting because the Ramah seemingly just says that you change your shoes after Baruch Hu, which causes many of the Paiskim to say, what about your big day Shabbos? Now, the Ramah doesn't have this Shaila. Why? Because the Ramah holds l'shitasa that you're not wearing big day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. But according to the Shitas, which is the practice Bizman Hazeh, according to in most communities, that we say that we do wear big day Shabbos Bizman Hazeh, so then it would follow that just like you have to take off your shoes after Baruch Hu, really a person shouldn't be sitting and saying Kines and Eicha in their big day Shabbos. So therefore it would be more appropriate to say Baruch HaMavdil, change into your Tisha B'Av shoes, and while changing into your Tisha B'Av shoes, you also change into your big day chol. This way a person's not sitting on the floor saying Eicha and Kines while he's still in his big day Shabbos. It seems somewhat incongruous. Question becomes, this year Baruch Hashem had a lot of shailas with regards to me'ubarois and me'nikois, people that are pregnant, people that are nursing, and therefore the halacha is a lot more makel by a chayla, by me'ubarois and me'nekos when it comes to Tisha B'Av Shenidcha. We don't have to get involved in that sugya per se right now, but because of that, likelihood will be that many women, many people that are normally push themselves to fast, because they're cholim, because they're cholois, because they're mirbaras, they won't be fasting on this Tisha B'Av Shenidcha, which always raises the following question. What happens in terms of Havdalah? We know that we are going to be reciting Havdalah only after Tisha B'Av. What about someone that breaks their fast, that has to break their fast? When do they recite Havdalah? So really, it's not so clear at all. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simin Tav Kuf Nun Vav, we'll begin with the Tur. The Tur writes as follows. It's a big machlekes rishonim. That which we take for granted, that you make Havdalah after Tisha B'Av, is a big machlekes rishonim. Says the Tur, Kosov Behag, the Halachas Gedolus, writes as follows. Afogav dekai malon mispal adam shalmoite Shabbos b'Shabbos. Even though a person, we know that we paskin, a person can really daven early Motzei Shabbos. The Rambam says a person can really make Havdalah on Shabbos. V'oimer Havdalah ala koyis, imchal Tisha B'Av be'echad b'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, or because it's a nidcheche, it fell out on Shabbos, but it's nidche. Lo yavdil mi boid yoim. You don't make Havdalah on Shabbos. The Havamina would be to make Havdalah on Shabbos, because it's not Tisha B'Av yet. I'm allowed to make it mi boid yoim. Says Bahag, don't do such a thing. The Avdil, once you make Havdalah, you just made it Tisha B'Av, and now you're not allowed to drink the kites. Kabli le Tisha B'Av, ve'osel le lishtais. Ella, what should you do? Says the Behag, Yivarech b'moitzei Shabbos al ha'esh, which we will do. You make a boire me'ore ha'esh on moitzei Shabbos. That's something which you only can do on moitzei Shabbos. You can't do later. Ve'eno mavdil ad acher ha'tainis. And you don't make real havdalah like we will be nohik until after the fast al ha'kois. Ve'eno mevarech al ha'esh. And of course, you don't go back and make al ha'esh again. You already made al ha'esh moitzei Shabbos. So that's how we, generally speaking, practice. That's the sheet of the Behag. The Ramban disagrees. Many Rishonim disagree. The Ramban writes, V'Ramban kosov she'ein lo lehavdil al hakois. Why are you making havdalah al hakois on Sunday night? V'adoni avi arosh zuchoni levrocha hiskim v'divri halachas gedoyos chen kosov v'adach shereigoyin. We paskin like the Behag. What's the machlokes between the Behag and the Ramban? Many different ways to explain it. A person really has to go through the Rosh at the end of Maseches Tainus to see exactly what the Ramban and the Behag are arguing about. But it has been suggested that the argument really comes down to Machlokes Rishonim, which we've seen elsewhere, Machlokes Rishonim in Brachos, and that is, what is the nature of someone who's making Havdalah after Motzei Shabbos. We know that generally speaking, a person has to do it Motzei Shabbos. Doesn't do Motzei Shabbos, he has to do it Sunday. Gemara says you do it on Sunday. Gemara says a person couldn't do it on Sunday, you could do it till, right? So what's the halacha of a person that does it on Monday and Tuesday? Is that b'teiros what we would call tashlumin? You're making up for something which you missed? Or no, the zman is really until Wednesday. Up until Wednesday, you're allowed to do it. Lemay nafkamina. What's the difference if it's b'teiros tashlumin or if that's really the real zman up until Wednesday? So the nafkamina is, let's say I'm not chayiv in the real zman. We know that tashlumin is only in a time where a person is be'etzem, in principle, he's chayiv. And for whatever reason, he was potter, he couldn't accomplish it, he was an honest. So then you could do tashlumin the other days. But if a person wasn't chayiv mitchila, let's say a person was a katan, Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. He wasn't mechayiv at all. So then, if it's a tashlumin, you wouldn't say, okay, now make havdalah after Sunday, because the principal chiyav, the chiyav in principle is on Motzei Shabbos and or Sunday. And then you could do a tashlumin. But tashlumin only comes into the picture if you were chayiv in the regular time. So let's say for an oinen, a big machaikas rishayinim, an oinen, person, rachmana litzlan, loses a parent, he's an oinen on Motzei Shabbos. He can't make avdala. An oinen's potter mitzvahs, can't make avdala. He's an oinen on Sunday, can't make avdala. Now comes Monday, does he make avdala? Well, it depends. If you hold avdala and Monday is tashlumin, so he wasn't chayiv to begin with, he's no need for tashlumin. But if you hold that, no, really this man that you can make avdala mitchil, is all the way up until Wednesday. So then, of course, the person should still go ahead and make Havdalah. So the same machlekes could be, is what they're arguing about over here. On Motzei Shabbos, you're potter from Havdalah. On Sunday, you're potter from Havdalah. You're an honest. It's impossible for you to do it. So do I have to now go and make Havdalah on Monday or Tuesday? Well, it depends. If you hold that it's a tashlumin, so I don't have to do a tashlumin. I was potter, entirely potter, and therefore I have no obligation to go back and make it up. And that's what the Ramban says. What are you telling me to make Havdalah? I was potter. I was entirely potter. I said my Baruch HaMavdil. I said my Atachanatano. I said my Baruch Mir'esh. I'm potter from this Shabbos. I'm potter from Havdalah. Whereas the other Rishonim could hold, no, it's not a tashlumin. You were potter. This man goes until Wednesday. Calls man that you're chayiv sometime before Wednesday. So you make Havdalah, and that's how we pass it with the Behag. It could be that this is the Machoikis. The Ramban seemingly in certain places seems to say something else. The Ramban doesn't say that the pshat is that you're an honest. I can't do it. I'm an honest because I can't drink the wine, so I can't make Havdalah al-Kais. The Achreinim point out that the Ramban uses in one place a different Lashon. The Ramban says, why in fact don't you make Havdalah? Not that really you're chayiv and you're an honest and you're potter, so you're potter from Havdalah. But there was no takana of Havdalah on such a night. They were never misaken Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. Why weren't they misaken Havdalah on Tisha B'Av? So the Ramban writes as follows, because on Tisha B'Av we know that the takana of, this is what the Ritva writes as well, the takana of Havdalah went through many different stages. The takana of Havdalah began that it was ala kais. Then they took it away from the kais. They said it's too expensive for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael can't afford the wine. Therefore, you don't have to make ala kais. And then when they got wealthy again, so then they started making Havdalah ala kais. We could start affording the wine. So says the Ritva, says the Ramban, on a night of Tisha B'Av, everyone's poor. We're not, no Jew is a wealthy Jew on Tisha B'Av. So therefore, the whole takana of making Havdalah ala kais never existed in such a week. They were never misakin Havdalah on a kais on a Moitzei Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av, and therefore you're entirely potter. The Ramban says it would make no sense to come back and do the Havdalah afterwards, and that's what the Ramban paskins. Of course, we paskin, like the Rosh says, like the Behag, that you're going to make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. So what does a chayla do? What does a woman who is not fasting, what do they do? So in truth, it's not so simple at all, because it depends on these two shitas that we're explaining right now. If you hold that you're in principle chayiv, and just we can't do it because we're an anus, so a woman who's not fasting, or a chayla who's not fasting, they can do it, so she should make Havdalah. The chayla should make Havdalah. But if you say like the Ritva, like the Ramban, they were never misakin Havdalah. All Klal Yisrael are poor. No one has Beis HaMikdash. So even if you happen to be eating because you were a chayla, because you were a beres, you still, they were not misakin the din of Havdalah during this time. So one could argue that even a woman or even a chayla who is not fasting should still not be making Havdalah on the day. The consensus of the Paiskim is that in fact a chayla or and Mu'beres or Menekes, who is not fasting, should in fact go ahead and make Havdalah before she breaks her fast. That's what we would paskin halacha l'maaseh. It's important to remind your
wives or your parents or whoever may not be fasting, that you have to make havdalah beforehand. That's when it comes to a chayla muberes. What happens when it comes to a katan? Many of us, Baruch Hashem, have children that aren't going to be fasting before bar mitzvah. So what do you do? Do they make havdalah? Do they wait to make havdalah to Motzei Shabbos? Now here we have a little bit of a tension in the poskim. On the one hand, you have to be mechanich them. There's no eating before havdalah. You're not allowed to be mechanich a kid that they're allowed to eat before havdalah. It's interesting. The Ramad, the Magen Avraham, seems to say that you're allowed to feed a kid even before havdalah. That's why we give it to the kid by kiddush and by havdalah. The Magen Avraham says in a few places there's no problem of feeding a kid before kiddush before havdalah. But presumably that's a chiddush. Many poskim say that you're not allowed to. You have to be mechanich, just like a father has to be mechanich their kid in saying havdalah. They have to be mechanich their kid in the iser to eat before havdalah. Just like you have to be mechanich a kid in kiddush, you have to be mechanich a kid in the iser to eat before kiddush. So therefore, one would argue that if my child is going to be eating because he's not a bar chinuch yet for a tainis, I shouldn't be. He's not a person who's subject to tainis. And many poskim say even 12-year-old, they shouldn't be fasting. Whatever the reason is, if he's not fasting, I still have to be mechanich him that he shouldn't be eating prior to Havdalah, and therefore he should make his own Havdalah. Yet other poskim disagree. Other poskim say that's not the case. They have different svaras for what the case might be. Some say, based on this Magen Avraham, that there's no chinuch when it comes to the isra of eating before Havdalah. Moshe Sternbach quotes the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says it's Pasha Svara the other way. What's the chinuch we're doing over here? Chinuch's about trying to raise the kid that he should know what to do when he gets older. When he gets older, assuming that he's a healthy kid, he's going to be fasting. So there's not going to be Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos of a Tisha B'Av. Therefore, the argument based in the name of the Brisker Rav would be that the chinuch in this case is goofa not to make Havdalah. You show him, what do we do with Havdalah on a Sunday that's a Tisha B'Av? You don't make it till Sunday night. You happen to have to eat because you're a child. Okay, when you get over there, you won't be eating. And therefore, the chinuch of Havdalah should bedafka not be on Tisha B'Av. They shouldn't be making Havdalah on Tisha B'Av before they eat. Rather, they should be making Havdalah when the rest of Klal Yisrael makes Havdalah. That's when it comes to the Indian of Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. Let's just discuss for a few more minutes some other halachas. We know that the halacha is there is an Isser Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. Not only is there an Isser Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, but the Shulchan Aruch seems to bring that we are noyeg not to learn Talmud Torah even on the afternoon before Tisha B'Av. Even Erev Tisha B'Av, after Chatzos, a person should be makbid not to learn Torah, learn inyanim, which are not me'ein, which are not me'inyan, the tainus. That's what the Mechaber says. V'nagu shalo lilmoid be'erev Tisha B'Av. We don't learn Erev Tisha B'Av. Me'chatzos ve'eilach. Ki'im, the only things you're allowed to learn, bidvarim hamutarim b'Tisha B'Av. And then says the Mechaber, v'lochein, and because you're not allowed to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av, v'lochein, imchal b'Shabbos, let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, or Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, ein oimrim pirkei avos, we suspend the minhag Yisrael of saying pirkei avos, v'chein lo yitayel Erev Tisha B'Av, and you shouldn't be mitayel Erev Tisha B'Av. So stuck into this din of Erev Tisha B'Av, the Ramah sticks in right over there, he says, and even on Shabbos, you're not supposed to be learning. You take a look at the Bir HaLacha over there, you take a look at the Taz, they say, you're not supposed to be learning on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we're not knowing any Avelis. Kisuda Shloimeh HaMelech B'Shaito. There's no Avelis on Shabbos. What are you talking about? The learning is the one thing in Avelis you're going to pick, so it's not 100% true. We know that the Dvarim Shabbat Sinai, we are knowing. The Ashkenazim are knowing. Tashmish Amita is also even on Tisha B'Av, Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos, according to Ashkenazim, as far as I disagree. So we are knowing certain things, but something Bifarhesia, Talmud Torah, Bifarhesia, certainly you should be able to learn Pirkei Avos. You should be able to learn those things. Why would we be knowing Avelis all of a sudden when it comes to Talmud Torah? However, the Chassam Sefer says the beautiful idea. Chassam Sefer writes that if you're Medayik and where the Mechaber put this halacha, the Mechaber didn't say in Hilchas Tisha B'Av Shecholi Yoyis B'Shabbos, it's also to learn after Chatzos and Tisha B'Av Shecholi Yoyis B'Shabbos. In the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber put this halacha. Why? The Mechaber is saying, why is it usher to learn Erev Tisha B'Av? It's usher to learn Erev Tisha B'Av not because Erev Tisha B'Av itself, but because you learn Erev Tisha B'Av, you get a geshmak. That geshmak is still lingering as you come into Tisha B'Av. There are certain things which are usher for you to do on Erev Tisha B'Av because the effect will be lasting even on down to Tisha B'Av. The Rosh says you can't do Rechitza Me'ikar Adin, even though we have a minhag much longer, but Me'ikar Adin you can't do Rechitza Erev Tisha B'Av, because you still feel all Geshmak and well and very well kempt on Tisha B'Av. So since the effect is very lasting, therefore you can't do it on Erev Tisha B'Av. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's Pshat and Talmud Torah. Of course we're not Noyeg Avelas on the Yom of Shabbos from Idinei the Yom of Shabbos, but still we have to be cognizant of the fact that tomorrow is Tisha B'Av, and if we allow you to learn now, so you're allowed to learn now. Now it's not Tisha B'Av, now Shabbos. We're not Noyeg Avelas on Shabbos, but if we allow you to learn towards the end of Shabbos the Hana of Ruchnius that a person gets from learning will linger into Tisha B'Av, and therefore we prohibit you from learning Erev Tisha B'Av even on Shabbos, because we don't want you to have that sense of satisfaction linger into Tisha B'Av. Be'ezus Hashem, none of these halachas this year should be halacha l'maisa. We should be able to this year be learning on Tisha B'Av, learning on Erev Tisha B'Av, and to be sasan usmeichim with the binyan bayis shlishi.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.